night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life you have just been waiting for this moment to arise.
You're listening to Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
Kind of an overcast, warm March afternoon. It is Tuesday and 4 o'clock in Coleman. And on Live 95, that can only mean one thing. It is time for Coleman's premier sports talk show, Sports Talk Live, with your hosts Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Thanks, Tommy. Good afternoon.
Thanks, Tommy.
Boy, it is a mess, I'm telling you.
I know. Doesn't Tommy sound a lot different on the radio than you and I?
Oh, yeah.
Would you say he's a trained voice?
Yeah, he's a trained voice. We're just old cut.
we talk about rednecks, but he is a trained voice on the radio. I wish I sounded like that on the radio.
That's why we make the big money, though.
Absolutely. You can tell that by what I drive.
A good time for basketball, not so much on the baseball diamond. County schools and Coleman having trouble getting their games in.
can't play, you know.
Can't play between showers.
That's right. Fields are flooded, and I saw where the county schools have moved the county tournament to on in April. And
where it should be, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, why play a county tournament when the season's a week old?
So. Yeah, they usually play it real early and you know, kind of get it over with. No, I can't.
Anything on that?
No.
Because I've been asked about that several times, and I just say, I don't know.
No, and I don't know why they play it necessarily when they do. I know the later it goes, they have to get those area games in and all that kind of stuff. I know they have to get all that. So the only thing I'm guessing, they just play it early, get it over with. They don't have to deal with, you know, trying to make that up because they have to play those area games, you know, to get to the playoffs.
And
so
I'm figuring probably as far as crowd, it's not going to make a big difference.
It's not
March or February.
It's really not. It's not going to make any difference. Those that's going to come are going to come, and the others are not.
Right.
So, I saw where it was going to be. I think it's the 13th, 14th, 15th of April, something like that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's county baseball tournament.
Right around tax time.
Yeah. That's a subject I know you want to talk about.
Yeah, I'll just soon skip that.
Much as you have to pay.
The ACC tournament kicking it off today, or tipping it off today,
tipping
I guess
up.
I should say.
That's
the
right.
SEC will tip it off tomorrow. It's tournament time, March Madness.
Absolutely.
Boy, it's time. We see who are the real deals and
who are the pretenders.
Right.
That's exactly right, Jason. And we'll talk a little bit later, more about the SEC tournament a little bit later. We'll pull it up, and if folks haven't seen the brackets, we'll give you a visual of the tournament schedule when the games start. They start tomorrow. For everybody that might be interested, the SEC tournament starts tomorrow in Nashville, Tennessee. So that's where they're playing it this year. So
Auburn. Come on strong at the end of the year and worked them up a number 13 seed in the tournament. Thank goodness for Missouri. So.
I know, but they've had a terrible – Missouri's had a terrible year this year.
But did beat Auburn the other night.
They did.
But Auburn playing without Mason, and that was a big chunk of their scoring. So,
Hey, Jason, before we get started, and Tommy just gave us something, I'll mention it. We'll go ahead and mention it today. Tommy, you want us to mention these? Is this what you want?
You can mention those. You can give those away periodically throughout the show as you want to.
Okay. And there's one.
You can't beat giveaways.
That's right. And these are valued at $30, is what I see on the ticket here.
Correct.
Coleman County Concert Association presents, what is this called, Tommy? The new... I don't know how to pronounce that.
Exactly. That's exactly what they are.
Shanghai Circus. Tuesday, March 17th at 7 p.m. At the Betty Leith Haynes Center. That's the new building. You know, it's built down at Wallace right out on 31. Beautiful building. I believe that's which one that is. on the campus of Wallace State Community College, and these are worth $30 a piece, and we'll be giving them away as the show goes. There's at least six of them.
Ron,
so yes,
if you've ever seen Cirque du Soleil at Disney World or somewhere like that, it's that type show.
Oh, okay.
Here at Wallace,
it's
a different group of that type show.
I got you. Okay, that'd be pretty interesting. March 17th, so that'll be some gimmies today. So
stand by.
We'll
come up with something.
We'll come up with some sports trivia questions, and somebody can give us a call, and we'll give you a chance to win those.
And Moolah, People's Bank Moolah, is still out.
That's right, the old spotted cow.
And we've already stated that she escaped from Coleman County.
That's right.
Not in Coleman County. And
that's right.
Went south, and so
that's right.
We'll go over the clues later on and give some more clues.
That's right. Hey, Jason, let's go over some what's going on locally with our sports today. I'm sorry, with our sports, hopefully today, but probably not with it raining like it is. Baseball schedule is as follows. Addison at Tanner. Cold Springs at Curry. That's a doubleheader. Coleman in Madison Academy at Grissom. Fairview at Holly Pond. Hanceville at Hayden. St. Bernard at Appalachian. And that's a doubleheader. Faultville at Vinemont, that's a doubleheader. Danville at West Point, that's also a doubleheader. Again, these are local high school baseball games. With softball, it's Addison at Faultville, Cold Springs at Good Hope, Hayden at Coleman, Lawrence County at Fairview, Hanceville at Southeastern, and Vinemont at Susan Moore, and West Point at Russellville. That is the softball games that are going on. We also have soccer for those who, you know, that play soccer, or parents or students that are interested in soccer. Brewer at Coleman, that's boys. Coleman at Brewer, that's girls.
Wait a minute.
One's at home, one's
at Brewer at Coleman and Coleman at Brewer.
That's right.
Confusing.
That's right, but we'll call it that again.
It depends if you want to see boys or girls.
That's it. Again, Brewer at Coleman, boys soccer. Coleman at Brewer, girls soccer. Fairview at J.B. Pennington, boys and girls. Columbia at St. Bernard, boys and girls. And finally, tennis, St. Bernard at Summerton Christian, and that's boys. So there's a lot of outside activities supposedly going on today.
You're telling me J.B. Pennington has a soccer team.
That's exactly what I am now telling you.
Do they play real soccer?
Just
wondered. I can't picture a little school in Blount County having a soccer team.
But I think it said boys and girls. I bet they play together and have enough for a team. Reckon?
Yeah, it could be. Who knows?
Some used to do that. Vinemont used to do that.
I thought you were kidding.
No, I'm serious.
So
many years ago, Vinemont did. They had a soccer. Tried to have a soccer. Tommy Arbit coached it for a while. And I believe they were played boys and girls together to have enough to play. So that may be the case here.
So do they have a boys and girls division?
No, they're on the field at the same time.
I know, but do they have like a...
Nah, they nothing. They just play regular season, I guess. I know what you're saying.
So do they play against other boys' teams or the girls' teams?
Whoever, probably. Just anybody they can play.
Anybody they can play.
Yep. I'm just guessing. You know, when you're just trying to start a program, you do the best you can. If you got to play them together, you play them together.
I learned something today. Now.
Yeah, it's happened before.
Like the trip was worth coming over here now that I learned that. So.
It's happened before. Now, I'm not saying that's the case now because I know Fairview, that's who's playing J.B. Pennington. So, and it may be. They may have a girls' team and a boys' team, but I'm guessing and just thinking that they're playing together.
Soccer actually an interesting game once you get into watching it and kind of figure out what's going on. But
I haven't got to that point.
I watched the World Cup.
I know, we talked about that.
I had no idea what was going on, but it was interesting.
It was. The only thing I hate about it is the way they keep time.
Oh, yeah. That is.
It's just backwards.
Insane to keep time, though.
Yeah, it starts at zero and runs up.
And there's no expiration. Basketball, you put 8 minutes on a quarter or whatever.
Yeah.
There is some kind of, and I don't know when this is and even how. If somebody knows, please call us and explain this. certain injuries stop the clock or don't stop the clock. Time is added. Uh-huh. So you could actually be playing, I don't know what the periods are, the highest.
Right.
Let's say 20 minutes. You could actually play 22 or 23 minutes. Because I'm watching the World Cup and it comes down to the end. I'm thinking, this thing is just about over. And it goes right past the time, keeps running. And yep. Then, of course, we all know what happens.
Right.
The United States gets a goal scored on them and then gets beat in whatever mm-hmm. they call it in soccer, overtime or whatever.
Yeah. It's. I wish I knew more about it, but
you
I will watch it. You know,
soccer or hockey?
Hockey.
I don't know nothing about either.
Yeah, because I used to go to Huntsville a good bit and watch the Huntsville Habit. Have you ever gone to watch a hockey?
One hockey game back in the Birmingham Bulls days.
I can't stand it. I will not watch it on TV, but I will definitely go watch it in person.
And hope a fight breaks up.
I just about go soon see good hockey as I had any sporting event.
Come on, Ronnie.
I promise. I haven't been in a while.
You'll have a communist tag on your car or something.
Hey, it's good stuff. Even going to see Huntsville Havoc play is good stuff. But there's a tremendous difference in that ability in those guys that play, even though they're great, as to, you know, when you go watch NHL. And we went and watched a few times the Nashville Predators play, and the speed, that's the difference. The speed of the game is just unbelievable. But
you're going to have to take me.
I love it. I do.
Dancing with the Stars. I was with Dancing with the Stars. But being a good husband, I took my wife. That was her Christmas present.
So you're telling me you had the choice of going to a hockey or Dancing with the Stars?
I didn't have any choice. But there was a hockey game going on, and the crowd going to the stadium with their uniform. What is the deal with that, too? Why do so many people wear the hockey jersey?
I don't know, but they do. I mean, they're everywhere.
If you ever if you see me in a football jersey somewhere, if you see me going to an Auburn game and I'm in a football jersey, go ahead and call a sight because something ain't quite right, Jason.
But hey, I love a good hockey game. I'm telling you, it's good stuff.
Boy. That's gonna fit right in with we're gonna bring something back today called out in left field.
Well, we hadn't been out in left field in a long time.
It's been probably months.
Months, yeah.
But we're gonna bring you the news that you don't hear anywhere else. You won't hear it on Fox, CNN,
right.
Or even ABC.
That's right. Now I may have one that is,
but you might hear it on NBC. Yeah. Is what was his name that made up all the stories about getting shot down in the plane?
You don't see him now on TV, though, do you?
Oh, he gone.
6 months, he was suspended or whatever, but that might as well be 60 years.
I don't understand how he thinks he's going to get by with it.
I don't know. Not in the day and time we live in now with technology and media as it is. Good grief.
And he claims to have been shot down.
He got shot down.
Yeah.
He got his wings clipped, didn't he?
Oh, I'm telling you. Hey, we want to also talk a little bit of football today, the American style football.
Okay. Not Australian rules.
No, a little Auburn information came today in the mail.
Well, they have to kick somebody off?
No, we don't have. We hadn't kicked anybody off in a few days.
Not since those guys verbally abused the veteran or whatever. Whatever happened to that?
I think they just was...
Made them did they apologize?
Yeah, they issued an apology and...
Here's my question. I understand Coach Malzahn apologized on behalf of the football team and university. That's all well and good. Did they make those kids apologize?
Yeah, they apologized.
Okay.
They apologized. I think actually they apologized before they were forced to apologize. Something. I don't know exactly the circumstance. Something stupid that teenagers do. Yeah. It said they didn't know they were veterans or something.
Yeah, of course.
Who knows? The IQ on most of those football teams is not the highest, especially at Auburn, Alabama.
Oh, that's cruel.
Can't say much, though, Ronnie. We'll go back to who Alabama just brought on the football team. So,
not much of an argument there, is it?
Hey, I was reading today, as I was reading this, and we'll get this right quick, back to the private public school. Of course, Madison Academy, we know, powerhouse in basketball every year. But mm-hmm. I was reading about Kerryon Johnson, who mm-hmm. signed with Auburn.
Yeah.
Madison Academy. And
you ever seen that cat play?
Oh, yeah. I seen the state championship this year.
Did you watch that?
He touched the ball.
Touchdown.
Yeah. I don't know if that was him or who his competition.
I think he had it like eight times, scored six touchdowns or something like that.
It was insane.
Yeah.
Especially for a state championship game.
Yep.
But to show the power, I guess you would say, of Madison Academy, the power of recruiting, I think they won three football state championships in a row.
That's right.
And didn't they win the basketball this year?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they won it last year, but they won their share of them the past 10 years.
Oh, they sure have. As well as a lot of, you know, and you can get into the debate, you know, like you said, of the public and the private schools, but, you know, we could do a little research and, you know, determine, you know, in the last 5 years how many private schools have won the, you know, Alabama High School Athletic Association, you know, basketball state championship or football, either one, you know.
Basketball,
you get those numbers.
I would venture to
basketball
say
basketball would be more, yeah. I agree.
Well, on the basketball court, Ronnie's got a lineup. We'll wait till after the break to tackle the SEC basketball. Of course, it's no secret who everyone's picking. Ronnie picked them at the first of the year to go undefeated.
That's right.
And so far, you're looking like a brain surgeon.
Absolutely. 31-0. That's what they sit at right now.
31-0.
Uh-huh. I heard something the other day, Jason. I may be wrong. But they're and we may could find it, you know, even on the computer. Their average margin of victory was like 22 points. And that may not be right.
Didn't they beat Florida 17, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they beat some, you know, 35 and 40.
Yeah, Auburn beat in one of those. it was 40 or 50 points.
Yeah, and I may be wrong, but I just seemed like I heard that in passing, that their average, you know, margin of victory was 20 plus.
I hate to pull up anything, any information that an Alabama fan has posted on Facebook, but I thought this was interesting.
Well, you know it's going to be fact.
Well, it probably is fact. It's amazing streaks, sports streaks. And Jimmy Cockrell, People's Bank, sponsor of Moolah, we'll say that again.
Absolutely.
Posted this yesterday about the same time, but at number three, Notre Dame has beaten Navy 43 straight times over 43 years.
Notre Dame has beaten Navy
43 straight times. All right, UCLA basketball has beaten Cal 52 straight times over the past 24 years. Now that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, but did you say you got somebody's yeah, number there?
But you know, by Jimmy posting it, Alabama has to come in here somewhere. Number one, the University of Alabama women's gymnastics team has just defeated Auburn for the 112th straight
over
a span of 35 years. 35 years.
Would you say the tide is rolling? They are rolling over the gymnastics.
If you put me, you, and Tommy against Alabama in 35 years, we would win one.
One?
Yeah.
You would think.
Yeah.
Good grief. I wonder if that's the worst in all of history.
Hey, it's got to be right up there. 112 times in a span of 35 years, the Alabama's gymnastics team defeating Auburn, in which that's no shame in that. Alabama gymnastics team has defeated a lot of people over the past years.
So. Exactly. Hey, Jason, Tommy, and thanks, Tommy. Tommy just handed this to me. You know, we were talking about Kentucky and their margin of victory. This season, their average margin of victory is 21.2 points a game.
21.2.
Mm-hmm. Number two, let's just do the top 10. Number two is Arizona. They average winning by 17.7. Gonzaga, which is a outstanding basketball team, probably the best team they've ever had, and an outstanding program.
And that's who I'm going to pull for. That's my team.
That's in Oregon.
Yeah, because they're close around. I want
exactly. Their average margin of victory is 17.2. Wisconsin, who that's somebody that I really like, 15.9. Duke, 15.2. Virginia, 15, Duke, 15.5, Virginia, 15.2, Villanova, 15.1, Utah 14.8, Ohio State 14.4, and Notre Dame 13.6, and Sam Houston, I guess? No. Stephen F. Austin, I'm sorry, 13.5. You notice you don't see Auburn and Alabama in that list, do you? But how impressive is that? Kentucky, average margin of victory, 21.2 points a game.
They're in a different league. Oh. When you're playing with 2 7-footers in college, you're going to be in a different league.
Oh, they are certainly in a different league. This Kentucky team could beat, I think they could beat 2 or 3 NBA teams.
Now, Ronnie, you are talking all kind of stories.
I know it.
I'm talking about.
I'm telling you. I tell you, one they beat, they'll beat the Philadelphia 76ers.
You think so?
No doubt in my mind.
All right, we come back. We'll tackle Moolah
right.
and SEC basketball. We'll run down the list, tell you who's playing who and when.
Yeah, thanks, Tommy, for that info, too, man.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Sports Talk Live on a cloudy, rainy Tuesday edition.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com. All right. Sound of money, right?
Is that a little Pink Floyd right
there? Pink.
That's right.
Pink, but Moolah, not pink.
No, it's not. It'd be some green back green. Dude.
And once again, thank you to People's Bank for being a sponsor. They've been a sponsor ever since the second week. I think we've done this 1 week without People's Bank and decided, hey, this is getting in our billfold. We need a sponsor, and People's Bank stepped to the plate as they always do and are proud sponsors of Where's Moolah? So, we already told everyone Moolah has escaped from Coleman County.
That's right.
And has headed south. And so, Ronnie, I think you've got the clues.
Yeah, some of the clues that we've previously given are the sum of the road is 10. If you're looking for moolah. Also, if you're looking for moolah, there's 17 letters in the name of wherever moolah is hidden. 17 letters. And you may also, if you're looking for moolah, there's plenty of chances to do some shopping.
Okay, which that's will tie right in to the first clue of today.
Okay.
If you're looking for moolah in this area,
okay,
you might also be able to catch a movie. So
good.
Right
good
here deal. In the same area, you might be able to catch a movie, might be able to shop. You could do a lot of things right
you
there.
You can.
Anyway.
Or you can just drive by.
Yeah, you can just drive by and wave at moolah.
That's right. So there you go. There are all the clues. And there's about one, two, three, about four clues, four or five, and sometimes
well, it should be narrowed down, but I don't think it's narrowed down.
No, I don't think it is. I don't think anybody can get it right now.
And I need to remind everybody about the new moolah rules, which went into effect last week. Wipe out the past is gone, but as of last week, you can win moolah once every 30 days with a maximum of three per calendar year, so
three times a year.
Again, that decided above mine and your pay grade.
That's right.
But
that's right.
We abide by the rules.
That's it. Oh man!
Hey, let's talk about something interesting. Let's talk Auburn football.
Well, yeehaw!
I know you're excited. You've even got information written down.
No, I don't have any. No, I just know that
you
spring.
Memorized it.
I know their spring practice started today. How about that?
That's good enough.
So that's essentially, to a degree.
That's your report on Auburn football?
That's right. Spring practice started today. But, you know, my question to you is, Jason, and I think I already know the answer, who do you think is going to end up being the starting quarterback?
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind. Well, if it's not Johnson, I will fall over. So,
what do you think? How do you think?
Is his name Johnson? My mind is blank now.
Yeah, Jeremy Johnson.
Yeah, that's it. For some reason I said that and it didn't sound right.
Yeah, so. Jeremy Johnson. Before we talk a little bit about spring, let's get everybody up on what Auburn's 2014 season. They ended up 8-5. They ended up 4-4 in the SEC last year. Their final AP rank was 22nd. Returning starters. They've got four on offense. They've got eight on defense.
And I'm not sure that's a positive, eight on defense.
You're right. You know, because against Alabama, you gave up 55 points. Not a very good defensive club whatsoever. But you have to say they're going to be better.
How good is Byron Cowart going to be? What kind of impact will he make? The number one player in the nation from Sufner, Florida, 6'4", 250, defensive end. He could be. Auburn gets a little rush on the passer, cuts out that time that the quarterback's got to sit back there and pick a weak secondary apart, and I think it makes a big difference.
I agree. But for the most part, Jason, unless something really changes and some of these new kids they've got coming in, as you said earlier, or I said, they've got eight defensive players back. And for the most part, they didn't look very good. Right. Now, will they be better under Will Muschamp? Yes, I don't think there's any doubt. He will be, you know, much better than what Ellis Johnson, you know, turned out to, how his career ended or how his teams performed, you know, while he was defensive coordinator. So,
and remind everybody, Ronnie, I was on the get rid of Ellis Johnson bandwagon when it wasn't cool.
Oh, you've been on it before the season ever started.
I said it before the season started, and I've never really been a Ellis Johnson fan.
Right.
He went to Southern Miss, lasted one season.
That's right. Was an Ofer.
Yeah, Ofer.
Yeah.
And if he was head coach at Auburn, he would probably be like
one for. You may be very, you know, you may be right, Jason. You know, but one thing, I want to give Auburn in the past, Coach Malzahn, some credit. Just a few stats right here. Offensive efficiency, they rank first in the SEC. Rushing yards per game, they were first in the SEC, 293 yards a game. Rushes per game, they were first at 49.5 rushes per game, and passes per game, they ranked 14th in the SEC. They only threw the ball, they threw it less than 23 times a game last year, so it was pretty obvious.
And I think you will see a huge
I think that's going to change. I do too. And who knows, it may reverse.
Yeah, because Jeremy Johnson, and I've used this line 100 times, yeah, but it's the truth. He is far, far from Nick Marshall. He would drown running through a car wash. Very
yeah,
slow.
But he can certainly throw the football. I mean, he has an has a great arm. You know, he's able to. He can make. You know, you hear people say, especially in the pros, you know, he can make all the throws. You know, he can throw the deep outs and those kind of things. So it's just going to. I think it's going to be a much different looking Auburn football team. It's not going to be. You know, again, we're going to run it 49 times a game.
Right.
I think they're going to mix it up more. They're going to throw the football more. And, you know, they've got some guys in that secondary, as receivers, that if you get it anywhere near them, they're going to catch it. And you know, the one I hated that ended up coming back to Auburn was Duke Williams.
Oh, yeah. That is a huge plus.
That is a NFL talent right now. Talk about a specimen. He's nothing short of phenomenal. If it's anywhere where he can get his hands on, he's going to catch football.
Oh, yeah.
I would have thought he would have left and Sammy Coates would have stayed.
Yeah, me too, but hey, I'm glad it worked out like it
you
did.
Know, has not, yeah, it's, that's not the case because Sammy Coates left and Duke Williams you know, we'll be returning again. And
let me give this announcement.
Yeah.
Tommy passing the information. Glad to have him on board with us today. Official announcement from the Coleman County Auburn Club. The Coleman County Auburn Club is excited to announce Coach Will Muschamp as the keynote speaker this year for the annual scholarship banquet. The banquet will be held at 6 p.m. on Thursday, May 14th at the Coleman Civic Center. On 5th Street Southwest here in Coleman. Auburn fans of all ages are welcome. You do not have to be an Auburn graduate or alumni or even live in Coleman County to attend. If you bleed blue and orange, come out and support this event. Truly honored to have honored host Coach Chizik and Coach Miles on over the last several years. However, due to other obligations, the Auburn Alumni Association has limited Coach Miles on speaking engagements. Probably a pretty popular guy to be speaking, and this year has Coach Will Muschamp. Again, that is May 14th at 6 p.m. Ticket prices and details to be announced soon, and will be posted on Facebook, and we'll broadcast it here on Sports Talk Live. So went to that event last year.
Okay.
Coach Miles on and took Emma to see Albie.
Yeah.
And after she saw Albie, she had no interest in
she's ready to go.
Listening to Coach Miles on. So,
of course.
We abided by what Emma wanted to do.
Oh, of course. And you left, didn't you?
That is a good event right here in Coleman.
Yeah.
If you're an Auburn fan or you're just a football fan.
Right. And, you know, if Coach Miles on can't be here, hey, who you going to get, you know, as a better replacement than a Will Muschamp?
That's it. That's
you know,
it.
Probably we'll be back as a head coach again probably sooner than later.
In fact, his name, Coach Muschamp's name, probably has been more popular and in more use than Coach Miles on over the past months because of leaving Florida, coming to Auburn, the big debate, where was he going, and he lands at Auburn for $1.6 million per year.
That's it. That's right. And, you know, irregardless of how long he's there, I mean, he'll do a good job. He's going to do a good job. He always, you know, has. I thought he did a good job at Florida. You know, he just had some, you know, it's just such a fine line, Jason, between winning and losing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's kind of like Alabama's had the same thing with their basketball. It's a fine line, you know, between making the NCAA tournament or getting nothing and end up, you know, potentially losing job. But
year Auburn made it to the national championship.
Yeah.
Just as easily had four or five losses.
Oh. Don't remind me of that.
Yeah. I think they played a game against Alabama.
Yeah. Bama was up 21-0.
Yeah, something like that, and then it was tied up.
Mm-hmm.
I think Saban tried to kick a field goal or something like that, and seemed like Saban, I don't know, it seemed like Auburn may have run it back.
So that's a different time. Year, you nut. Oh, man, but...
No, back up.
Yeah?
No.
That wasn't Cam Newton the year that they kicked...
I said played in the national championship.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was. I was there in California. Okay. I had a long dream, expensive dream.
I misunderstood you. I got you. Yeah, you just don't remember playing in that one.
No, you're right about that. I really don't. I really don't want to think about the money I spent to watch Auburn get beat.
Yeah, exactly. But hey, again, you know, we were talking about Auburn and spring football getting started and all the things that go along with that. And again, we just gave a few stats for Auburn offense. They were, again, first in rushing yardage per game, first in rushes per game, first in offensive efficiency, and 14th in passing. Now, the defensive side of the ball, Jason, opponent scoring, they finished 10th. They averaged giving up 25.7 points a game. They finished 11th in yards per play. They averaged giving up 5.82 yards per play. Kind of hard to win.
Yeah, you're not gonna,
when you're giving up 5 yards at a pop, you know.
If you're giving up 5 yards a pop, you better hope for a lot of turnovers.
Right. And get this one right here. Defensive touchdowns, 2. That was tied for last in the SEC.
That's 2 more than I thought they had.
But for the entire season, their defense created 2 touchdowns. Not very good.
I can't even remember one.
I don't know when. I don't know nothing about them.
I'm sitting here trying to think of that, and I can't remember one. In fact, I can't remember a lot of defensive highlights. If you made a highlight reel,
it'd be short.
It'd be real short.
It'd be about 15 seconds. But again, spring training is underway. It's just starting. Just started today at Auburn. I think their spring game is, I believe it's April the 18th, Jason. I'm not completely sure, but I think that is the date for their spring game, April the 18th.
One last thing on Auburn. 7 players went in for the NFL Combine. Nick Marshall, quarterback. Apparently going to be turned defensive back if he makes it in the NFL.
Yeah, I think so. I even saw him. He was out returning punts one day.
Yeah, he might.
He said he'd do any, you know, he'd basically do anything.
Anything to get a paycheck.
Anything to get a paycheck. So, I think if somebody will give him a chance, you know, he can make a squad. You know.
Yeah, he might play defensive back somewhere. Yeah. I'm not sure about his size. We'll see.
Yeah.
Sammy Coates, receiver, wide receiver. Cameron Artis Payne, running back. Reese Dismukes, center. Jermaine Whitehead, defensive back. And that's one of Auburn probably as valuable as he was while on the field. He had some off-the-field problems.
Who?
Jermaine Whitehead. He was suspended, I think, 4 games.
Yeah.
Gabe Wright, defensive lineman. And Angelo Blackson, defensive lineman. And to tell you how bad Auburn's defense is. Mm-hmm. Defensive lineman. I've heard of Gabe Wright. Know nothing about him.
Right.
Angelo Blackson. Never heard of him.
I never heard that name.
And I'm an Auburn fan. Watch him every game.
Did he play this year?
He apparently was on the squad.
Hmm.
I don't know if he was on the field or not, but he went to the NFL Combine.
So. I tell you, the guy that I do like is the second one you called out. Reese. What was his last name? The
his
center.
Ex. Yeah. Reese Dismukes.
Well, he was their center, right?
Right.
I think he is going to have a good NFL career. He's really good.
He is a horse that will always be remembered for the snap in the Texas A&M game. So.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you do something right a million times.
Every time.
That's not remembered.
That's right.
You mess up one time.
That's right. Screw up once it's not a good ending to the story.
All right, if we can get Tommy to take us to a break a minute or two early, we'll come back with Out in Left Field, the news you won't hear from anywhere else in the world. You're not going to hear it on Fox News, so stay with us here. The number, 256-737-9951. Give us a call. We'll be right back with Out in Left Field.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors. AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon, 734-0038, 734-0038.
A lot of music.
Right.
It's time for Out in Left Field, brought to you by us.
That's right. Brought to you by Jason.
Everybody else sponsored this segment.
That's so. Exactly right. The old ballpark has been closed for several months.
Oh, yeah. And
but, hey, you know, spring training is here, baseball right. season, out in left field. You know, it kind of all just plays back in the hand.
A lot of news out there in left field. And
yeah.
I've got several here running. I'm going to read one and turn it over to you and let you bring us your headlines. My first headline.
Yeah.
And of course, out of Florida, out of the state of Florida. And I kid you not.
That seems to never change.
No, as I look through this, I would say at least 3 out of 5 of the stories are from the state of Florida.
Yeah, there's some strange birds in
why that keeps happening.
In the Sunshine State.
Jeremiah Patterson found naked at CVS curled up on doggy beds is the headline. So it says Jeremiah Patterson must have been dog tired last Tuesday evening. Police in Lutz, Florida have accused Patterson of stripping naked before going to sleep on 3 doggy beds he found in his local drugstore. Patterson, 22, allegedly entered CVS around 8 p.m., went to the men's room, dropped his drawers. Once Patterson was in the buff, witnesses said he walked out of the bathroom straight to the pet section.
Where's my bed?
Then he allegedly grabbed 3 doggy beds, took them back to the men's room, and laid on top of them, falling asleep. So
He took them back to the bathroom?
No, he took them, let's see. Yeah, back to the men's room. You're right.
Yeah.
As I read that, I didn't catch that. He did take them back to the men's room, at least, and laid down on top of them and went to sleep. He is now facing charges for lewd or lascivious exhibition. So he also charged with retail petty theft since the store can no longer sell the dog.
I wonder why. Dog wouldn't even lay on that.
He would have been better off to have just rented a nice hotel because this night's going to cost him $10,150.
Oh, my goodness. So. What did they say what he was on?
No. 3 pet beds.
Okay, what was he smoking?
No, it don't say. It don't say.
Oh, and that was at a CVS in Florida.
Yeah, so the moral of that story.
What? I just can't understand. What goes through a brain that would convince you to go to CVS,
yeah,
pull your clothes off, and go out and get 3 dog beds, carry them back to the bathroom, lay down and go to sleep on them?
You know, I've been in CVS a lot of time, but when I've seen the dog beds, that's never in my head.
So. Never crossed your mind to go pull your britches off and go get you a bed and lay down on them? My goodness. Wow.
Hey, bring us some news.
I will. Okay. Now, this one is a true story.
Mine was true.
Well, I know. This one's kind of odd. Well, yours was very odd. This one's more serious. Okay, this one isn't necessarily funny. Utah, it just makes you think. Utah officer, this is the title, say mysterious voice calls him to rescue a baby trapped in a car. And I heard this on the news yesterday, the day before, and I saw it today, so I'll read it for you. It says, 4 police officers rushed to an overturned car in an icy Utah river that say they all heard the same thing, a mysterious female voice calling out help from inside the vehicle. But the driver of the car was dead, and her 18-month-old daughter, while still alive, couldn't have been the speaker. It was a mystery that continues to haunt the officers and may never be explained. Officer Jared Warner of the Spanish Fork Police Department was one of the first who came to the rescue of tiny Lily Grossback, who was strapped in a seat in the back of her mother's car, which was precariously hanging upside down in 40-degree water. We've gotten together and just talked about it, and all 4 of us, talking about the officers, can swear we heard somebody inside the car saying help. But when they flipped over the mid-sized car, they discovered a 25-year-old woman dead in the front seat and Lily unconscious in her car seat. The only people in there were the deceased mother and the child, officer told the paper. It wasn't just something that was just in our heads. To me, it was plain as day, because I can remember hearing the voice, one of the officers tells the local newspaper. We're trying our best to get in there. How do you explain that? I don't know, he said. Nobody else knows exactly how the infant survived hanging upside down for nearly 14 hours in her car seat with no food and water. As she dangled, icy water rushes just below her head through broken car windows as the vehicle sat perched on the banks and rocks. The temperatures were near freezing throughout the night and throughout the morning.
Wow.
And that's just a tidbit of the article.
Explain that one, somebody.
Four police officers hear somebody screaming for help. They flip the vehicle over. The only people in the vehicle is the mom who's deceased, and then the 18-month-old.
Now, I know a lot of people are going to explain this away, you know, and made up, and the trees were making noise.
Yeah.
Folks, I'm here to tell you, there is
a higher power, right, than it or not.
And I'm a firm believer in angels being here.
Absolutely.
And we're unaware of it.
I agree with you, Jason.
Whether the angels called out or who called out, somebody saved that kid's life.
Four police officers heard it.
Right.
And I know that's not the typical nutty news that we, you know, that funny stuff that we give, but I certainly thought it was worth mentioning.
That is far from nutty. You know, you hear about people who have been in cars upside down in the water.
Yeah.
And somebody has lifted their head up out of the water, and then they never find who it was.
Right.
And people being carried out of fires, and nobody ever takes credit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could talk on that a long time.
Yes, exactly right.
All right, I'm going to take you back into the sure enough crazy world.
Yeah, good, because I got a crazy one after you get through.
All right, cops find weed, marijuana in sour cream container labeled not weed. So, now this one actually wasn't from the state of Florida.
That would never tip anybody off.
A man in Lincoln, Nebraska has been cited for possessing pot inside a container that had been slapped with a label reading not weed. So officers found sour cream container during a search of his car, and the driver acknowledged that the pot belonged to him. He was arrested on suspicion of drunken driving and cited for having less than an ounce of marijuana. So, hey, same thing as Nick Marshall.
That's right.
You know, he had less than an ounce.
That's exactly
but
right.
He didn't have it in a sour cream container.
Saying,
label not pot.
Exactly. Oh, man. Hey, here's one, Jason. Excuse me. This is from Saudi Arabia. Okay, so this is not, you know, local or from the state of Florida. The title of the article, Saudi man divorces wife over her love for a camel.
Whoa.
Not camel cigarettes. A four-legged camel. Says a Saudi man divorced his wife after being convinced she loved her father's camel more than she loved him. The husband and wife were on a visit to the father's house west of the capital when he verbally flirted with her to show how deep his love for her was. However, the wife reportedly failed to match the emotions of his love expressions, and told him that he was dear to her, but not as much as her father's camel.
All right, now, you know, you've heard of wives leaving their husbands for other men.
You know, for somebody.
For other women. But
yeah, you hear that?
I've never heard of somebody
for
a camel.
No. She didn't jump on the back, right?
She'd walk a mile for a camel.
Walk a mile for a camel. Oh, you imagine the wedding pictures of that.
who knows?
Who knows? You know, that's weird.
If you're from Saudi Arabia, I'm sorry.
I am too.
That's just what I know of it.
Yeah, but
rural country rednecks. And
that's right. Anyway, this gentleman decided to divorce his wife to her father's camel.
Speaking of camels, and this that'll kind of lead us. Well, we're going to go to the camel cigarette, but
okay.
And speaking of ashes, but we're going to go into another story. This from St. Peter's, Missouri. Now, this happened actually back in November of 2014, but there is a trio of accused teenage burglars in St. Peter's, Missouri, that happened upon a wooden box. It was in like an Xbox console. They had stole some prescription medication from the home. But when the teens looked inside the container, they saw some powder, assuming it was cocaine. There was a nick in the box. Some of the powder had spilled out on the floor. Well, it turns out the box contained the cremated remains of the burglary victim's father. It's bad enough they discovered it, but they went ahead and snorted
the ashes.
Papa. Yeah.
Snorted them, Papa.
So, As they drove away from the scene, 17-year-old Devin, however you pronounce his last name, told cops he had acted as a lookout, tasted the contents to the box to make sure his 15- and 16-year-old accomplices, in fact, procured the box and continued to snort whoever this guy used to be.
Did they arrest him for being high?
Let's see what they did get him for.
Snorting somebody's ash is not going to mess your gourd up, right?
Right. She just says that a relative says she couldn't believe the teen had stolen her father's ashes. I was sick to my stomach. And they were charged with multiple felonies. But, you know, it don't say if it made them high or not.
Make you rethink whether you want to be cremated or not, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to be snorted.
Yeah, no, I don't either. I don't want to be cremated.
You know, after the Auburn Alabama game, the kick six, somebody was dumped on Auburn's
football. I know. That's right.
You can dump me down there, Kathy, put me on Auburn's football field or out in the lake. Yeah. Don't snort me.
Are you going to.
Shot a nose spray or get rid of it.
Yes. when your time comes, Jason, are they gonna put you in there and fire you up, or are you going in the ground?
I don't care whatever they do with me.
Oh, yeah. It's cheaper.
They can stand me up in the corner beside the jukebox.
Stuff you like an old horse, like Trigger.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Cremate.
I want no part of that.
It don't bother me. My sister is the same way, but, you know, I'm not going to know it, so.
I don't even fire
me up if you want to.
No, I don't want no part of that.
Stand around and roast some marshmallows.
Oh, you're gross. some people do it, I think, because it's cheaper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt. Yeah. And it is a, boy, we're getting way off sports now.
I know. We're talking about it cremation.
It is a proven fact that people are most gullible and spend the most money two times in their life.
Wedding and a funeral.
Wedding and a funeral. And so.
Similarities to both.
Yeah. I didn't say that. Ronnie said that.
Jason wrote it down on a sheet of paper.
All right. Coming up on another break, we'll get out of left field, get back on to sports.
Some SEC tournament play.
Pick our winners.
Yeah, we'll go through the bracket.
And another moolah clue coming up soon. And we've also got tickets to, and I can't pronounce the name, Circus.
Yeah, the Circus that's going on May the 17th. Hey, why don't we say this? Second caller gets two tickets.
Two tickets.
That's all right.
$30 value. So $60. Second caller. You're listening to Sports Talk. Let me give the number. 737-9951. 737-9951. You're listening to Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon, 734-0038, 734-0038.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee
and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
Sound of money again.
That's it. Money in our, and money in somebody's pocket.
Moolah. No. Out and up for grabs.
That's right.
Money.
Free money, baby.
That's right. Brought to you by People's Bank, and we have upped it this week to 70 cold dollars.
That's some pretty good cash right there.
And if somebody had solved it last week, it would have been worth $100.
That's right. You were going to throw in a few extra coins to have your own pocket, weren't you?
$70 to find out where the old spotted cow is, bring it back.
That's right.
You don't even have to bring it back. Just tell us where it's at, and we'll make sure Moolah gets back to People's Bank. But in the meantime, Ronnie has another clue.
Yeah,
I'll
catch everybody up, Jason. Again, the number, 737-9951. If you want to take a shot at finding, guessing where the Moolah is hidden, if I can talk. And also, second caller gets two free tickets worth $30 to the new Shanghai. That was the word. So sorry there, Tommy and Jason.
Put them Auburn heads together.
After I put those two Auburn heads together, and they came up with it. It's the new Shanghai Circus, Tuesday, March 17th, 7 o'clock at the Betty Leith Haynes Theater on the campus of Wallace State Community College. Again, second caller gets two tickets, and they're $30 a piece. So that's $60 right there. So
that's right.
Lots
and
of money and things are given away.
It will be worth attending because those are pretty interesting now that we know what it is.
Yeah, exactly. just to catch up on the clues so far, the Moolah clues, the first one was the sum of the road is 10. There's 17 letters in the name of this location of where Moolah is hidden. If you're looking for Moolah, you can also do some shopping. And if you're looking for Moolah, you can also catch a movie. So those are the current clues that we have, Jason. I will give a clue. This might help. It might not. We might even give another one today.
Sounds good.
The clue I'll give, if you're looking for Moolah, you may need to look up the hill.
Look up the hill.
Look up the hill.
Unless you're on top of the hill, and then you look down.
That's right, but you're not going to be on top of the hill. It's impossible to be on top of the hill. You will be... if you're on top of the hill, you have
rappelled
up there.
Right.
You've climbed up there, that's for sure.
So there's there another clue, and we will give another one some point today, so just stay with us. It may be in the next 5 minutes, or it may be 5 minutes before we go off air.
Yeah, that's right. It's our prerogative, isn't it?
Stay dedicated.
That's exactly right. Hey, Jason, as we, you know, we're talking a little bit earlier, we mentioned the SEC men's basketball tournament. That starts tomorrow. Wednesday, March 11th, it's being played at the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, Tennessee. I forgot what that Bridgestone Arena.
I've been all around that, but.
And I forgot what it used to be called. Do you remember what the old name of it?
No. That is right by where I went to see Dancing with the Stars.
No, okay.
That's where the Nashville hockey team
that's
plays.
That's where Nashville hockey plays. That's where, exactly right. Downtown Nashville there, close to the river, is it not? Fairly close to the river?
Yeah.
Fairly close to the river, and a nice city to visit if anybody wanting to go catch the SEC tournament.
Plenty of hotels around, eating places.
I wish I had tickets. I'd like to go see some of this. And who knows, I might try to come up with some.
There you go.
But anyway, the tournament starts tomorrow night, or tomorrow I think it's 4 o'clock Central Time, which is our time. And that will be Mississippi State. They are the number 12 seed playing the Auburn Tigers, the 13 seed.
And
And
get this, Auburn is going to win that one in a mild upset.
You're taking Auburn over Mississippi State.
I have no idea why. I feel Bruce Pearl coming on.
I do too. I'm going to take Auburn. I'm taking Auburn over Mississippi State. The second game that is played will be South Carolina against Missouri. South Carolina is the 11th seed, and Missouri is the 14th seed. And if any of you don't know, there's only 14 teams in the SEC, so Missouri is the very last.
And they're last for a reason.
They are bad.
South Carolina wins this.
I'm taking South Carolina. On Thursday, that will be March the 12th, we have number 8 Florida Gators taking on the number 9 Alabama Crimson Tide. Jason, who you got?
Alabama or Florida? Only because I think this will finish Anthony Grant off, although a lot of people now are saying his job may be safe.
You know, that was, and we haven't even talked about that, but you have to give them credit for beating Texas A&M Saturday. That went a long way. Well, I don't know if it did or not, but it certainly didn't hurt Anthony Grant's cause.
Right.
to potentially maybe be able to keep his job.
Hurt his cause, and Florida's going to win that.
I'm taking Florida. I'm just like you are. I don't think it's going to happen, but I will give credit to the Alabama basketball team. I watched that entire game. The first half, they were absolutely pathetic. They were down, I think it was 36-22 at the half, and then they come back and end up beating Texas A&M 61-60 on the road. So Alabama won at Texas A&M. At that time, Texas A&M, by a lot of people's standard, was pretty much a shoe to get into the NCAA tournament. And now, as of right now, I think they're sitting on the outside looking in. They're going to have to have a couple of wins, I think, in the SEC tournament to get in, just simply because the horrible loss to Alabama.
Right, and Kentucky, if you're an SEC fan, you've got to pull for somebody other than Kentucky to win the tournament to get another team in to be sure another team.
That's
gets
right.
In.
That's right. So, again, Alabama plays Florida on Thursday, and that is at 12 o'clock. That's at noon, and Jason and I both are taking Florida to win that ball game. The next game is Texas A&M. They are the 5th-ranked team in the conference. They will be playing the winner of Mississippi State and Auburn, and we both picked Auburn, so we'll say it's Texas A&M against Auburn. Who you got?
Texas A&M in a repeat.
I have to take Texas A&M with you there, Jason. Next we have Tennessee. They're the number 10 seed playing the number 7 seed, the Vanderbilt Commodores. Who you got?
I'm going to take Tennessee Volunteers.
I'm going to take Vandy.
All right.
I'm taking Vandy to win that game. The next game then will be Ole Miss plays either South Carolina or Missouri, and we both picked South Carolina. So does Ole Miss beat South Carolina?
Oh, yeah.
I agree. Ole Miss over South Carolina. On Friday, Kentucky gets Alabama-Florida winner. Jason and I both picked Florida. So, Kentucky versus Florida. Who you got?
Kentucky and a ugly winner.
Absolutely. Kentucky wins that. Next, we have LSU, who is the 4th seed in the SEC tournament, and we're picking Texas A&M to be playing them. So who you got as a winner?
I got to go
with Texas A&M or LSU.
I got to go with LSU.
All right. Well, I'm going with Texas A&M.
Fair enough.
Texas A&M has already beaten them twice this year.
Okay, it's time for LSU to win.
Okay, that's the way you look at it. So I'm taking Texas A&M to beat LSU. The next game, these are all on Friday, so there's 4 games on Friday. 6 o'clock Friday night, you got Arkansas against, I picked Vandy, Jason picked Tennessee. So, Jason, Arkansas versus Tennessee,
I'm going Arkansas.
You're going Arkansas, okay. I have Arkansas will be playing against Vanderbilt, and I'm also going with Arkansas to beat Vandy. So we're back to the same teams now. Also, then we have the last game of the night. We have the number 3 seeded Georgia Bulldogs. They will be playing the Ole Miss Rebels.
And I'm going with Ole Miss.
You're going with Ole Miss over Georgia?
Yeah, Ole Miss, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Auburn beat Georgia.
Georgia's the third seed.
I don't care if they're first.
Okay.
If Auburn beats you, you can't be real good.
All right. So, Jason's taking Ole Miss to be in the semis, and I'm taking Georgia. Okay, so now we're down to the semifinals on Saturday, and we have Kentucky. I have Kentucky against, well, let's do Jason. Kentucky against LSU.
Kentucky.
Kentucky in the finals. I have Kentucky against Texas A&M, with Kentucky being in the finals. The other semifinal is Arkansas against you have against.
I've got Ole Miss.
You've got Ole Miss. Arkansas and Ole Miss. Who wins?
Arkansas.
Arkansas. I've got Arkansas against Georgia, and I'm also taking Arkansas. So the finals ends up by what Jason and I say as the number one seed, Kentucky, against the number two seed, Arkansas. Who you got winning? That's a tough one.
Kentucky.
By how many?
18.
Kentucky by 18.
Yep.
I'm going to say Kentucky by 15.
By 15. That's close.
Closest one for lunch.
All right. Yeah, maybe they'll go over.
Yeah, you better hope they do.
Yeah, I want to change mine then to 16. No, I'll stick with 18. I think Kentucky wins 18 or more.
So. 18 or more. There you go. So that is the SEC tournament this coming week. The finals are on Sunday at 12 o'clock. Again, this is at the Bridgestone Arena that used to be called the Nashville Arena in 2010, and the Summit Center. Okay, in Gaylord Entertainment Center. So it's had several different.
Spent 8 years as Gaylord. Everything in Nashville was Gaylord.
That's
at one
right,
time,
like so. Opryland right. Hotel.
And then it changed over to Summit 2007 through 2010. Tommy is feeding us the knowledge.
I tell you
I like
what,
that.
That's right.
We may have to hire him full time.
That's right. I don't think we can afford him.
I just know that's what a good producer is supposed to do. So I'm really, really trying hard.
We'll put a good word in for you for Jay. It'd be a coup. We'd take this station away from Jay.
Been taken over.
Oh, but it is now the Bridgestone Arena. Would you assume that has to do with Bridgestone tires?
You would think.
You would think. There you go. So that is the SEC tournament. Starts tomorrow. Concludes on Sunday, as Jason and I think it will be Kentucky against Arkansas, with Kentucky winning easily. I'm saying 15, Jason's saying 18. And again, most important, the finals will be on Sunday, 12 o'clock, high noon Central Time.
And running while we're talking about basketball, let's run back over our winners from last week in case somebody missed it. We named our Team of the Year, boys and girls, our Players of the Year, our coach in boys and girls division, named our Game of the Year. And let's go ahead and knock the Game of the Year out. We felt, and I talked about it, a lot of good games, but we felt the Game of the Year, without much question, was Coleman and Athens in the regional tournament at Wallace State. Sold out crowd, as you said, 200 or 300 standing outside, couldn't get in. So.
5,000 plus people inside.
An overtime 3-point win by the Coleman Bearcats, our Game of the Year. So.
Absolutely. That was, and as Jesse said, that was our Game of the Year. I'll call a couple of these others out. Our Team of the Year, Coleman Bearcats, the men's team. The Coach of the Year of the boys teams this year was Coach Bobby Meyer of the Coleman Bearcats. And our Player of the Year this year was Tristan Chambers from Cold Springs High School, who is just a junior, has another year to go. And, if he can stay healthy, you know, the sky's kind of the limit for that kid.
Yeah, and he is starting to get interest from all over the country. No telling where he will wind up.
Yeah.
I think UAB's already offered.
I know they are all over him.
Yeah, and have attended several games. It's going to be interesting to watch him next year and see exactly where a boy from Cold Springs can end up.
That's right. Wishing him and all the guys the best. I know Coach Meyer's got a couple of kids that some folks have been looking at, and hopefully we'll get Coach Meyer, maybe not today, but we can get him Thursday or just to give us a quick call and kind of if he can update us on anything about any of his kids, where they may be potentially going to sign. He may not be able to do that yet because there may not be a decision made. So,
right.
But we'll certainly be in contact with him.
And on our girls' side, Ronnie, catch us up to date. I think I remember everything, but just in case.
Our team of the year for the varsity girls was Holly Pond Lady Broncos. Our coach of the year was Coach Scott Adams, who's the head girls' coach at Holly Pond. And our player of the year was from Cullman High School, Miss Bailey Johnson. Had a phenomenal year, and the last I heard, she was UAH bound, going to play, you know, be involved in playing basketball at UAH. She's a heck of a player.
Yeah, so a lot of thought went in, as we said, one or two games here or there could have made a difference in
That's
boys
right.
and girls. Cold Springs in the girls' division gave heavy consideration. Cold Springs also in the boys, Holly Pond in the boys' division. I think we ended up with Cold Springs at three in the boys' division, Holly
That's
Pond
true.
Number two,
That's
and
right.
Coleman number one. So,
and like you said, a game or two
right.
going a different direction, all those could would have changed.
So that brings you up to date on Coleman County basketball. Coleman County baseball, Ronnie gave out the schedule earlier. Most games probably not going to be played, but, you know, call and check with somebody that you know will know. So we
right.
don't know.
That's it.
We don't know who's playing and who's not.
Who's not today.
A former Good Hope standout, as we said last week, making good at UAB. Kara
Softball.
Goodwin. Yeah. Boy, she's... turning on the heat.
She can bring it, can't
yeah,
she?
I'm telling you. And if you get a chance, not a bad drive down to UAB to
no.
watch her play, catch them.
Yeah.
Be nice to catch them in Alabama.
Sure would.
Either that game has just been played or about to be played. Alabama, UAB. Alabama, what, ranked third in the nation,
yeah.
I think?
Yeah, I mean, they've,
girls
they
softball.
Have been quite dominant the last few years, you know, at the University of Alabama in girls softball.
Alabama's on a pretty good roll, as bad as I hate to admit.
They are, you know.
Gymnastics, softball.
Gymnastics are always dominant. Golf, they won back-to-back national championship.
Football, didn't hardly get there.
No, not hardly.
But, hey, closer than Auburn did.
That's right. That's it.
All right. Tommy, if you would take us to another break. We'll be right back. The number again, 737-9951. If you want to take a stab at Moolah or
second caller,
the Shanghai Circus tickets, we still need to give those away. So give us a call. We'll give you something free. You're listening to Sports Talk Live 95.5 Coleman.
All-new Live 95, WRJM-LP, Coleman.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House. Now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
All right, back with you, 518, and Ronnie, we just got word, of course, if you're trying to stream it, you're not hearing us anyway, but some people may be having trouble streaming.
Yeah.
But the show, if you're not getting us or about to lose us on the signal, you can get it on the app that is, let me think of the iTunes. Yeah. Just search for 95.5 WRJM Coleman, and they pull it up, and you can hear it over your smartphone. So that, for what it's worth.
For what it's worth, that's right. Hey, Jason, a few games, or really one right now that's in progress, has just started. Bethune-Cookman is ahead of Coppin State, 2-0. Some games that have already been completed today out of the ACC. Tournament. You have Boston College with a record of 13-18, 4-14 in the conference. They defeated Georgia Tech, who has a record of 12-19 and 3-15 in the conference, by a score of 66-65. Close game there in the ACC tournament. One other game that has been completed, Wake Forest, and this is again ACC. They're 13-19, 5-13 in the conference. Lost to Virginia Tech, who is 11-21, 2-16 in the conference, by a score of 81-80. So two ACC tournament games taking place, and they both end up in two games of the 2-point difference.
I don't have any idea what that bracket looks like, Ronnie, but just, and you may pick two teams if you're not looking at the bracket that's in the same side.
Yeah.
Who would you see in the finals of the ACC?
Certainly Duke would be one of those, and then I'm going to take Virginia, Duke and Virginia. But
North Carolina kind of fell on hard times.
They fell on hard times, but they're still North Carolina, you know. And did you watch them play Duke the other night?
No, I didn't.
I bet Tyler did.
Yeah, Tyler watched every move.
I watched it too. Duke beat North Carolina twice this year, but once was in overtime at Duke. Or maybe in double overtime. I know it was overtime, at least one overtime.
I did watch that one. It was overtime.
Yeah.
North Carolina kind of gave it away in regulation.
They did.
Duke won it in overtime.
That's right. And then Duke beat North Carolina again at North Carolina the other day by, I think, 5 or 6, something like that. And, again, a really good basketball
game.
Duke
should win games, paying their coach $9 million a year.
Unbelievable. $9 million.
I would do it for half that.
And then half of that.
Yeah. A lot of SEC coaches would do it for half that and then half
that. You better believe it. So, but that if we're talking ACC quickly, that's who I would put in the finals. And I'm like you, I haven't seen the brackets or
Can
anything.
Can you pull up a bracket right quick and just run down the games of, and we won't pick the winner, just give us a heads up of who's playing.
With the ACC or just the entire ACC. Bracket, the bracketology.
The ACC.
If
you want to talk bracketology, and we'll tackle the ACC when we look it up.
So. Yeah, okay.
Whichever one you got.
I don't have either one right now, but I have the bracketology for the whole NCAA tournament, what Joe Lunardi thinks.
All right, give us that report.
So we will go through that one, and then we'll come back possibly with the ACC tournament. Also, if you remember, before we get into the bracketology, North Carolina State, there's definitely some connections to the state of Alabama with North Carolina State. One is the head coach, Mark Godfrey. As people know from this state, he played at the University of Alabama back in the heydays when Wimp Sanderson was coaching great teams during that era. He was a point guard for them. Well, he's a head coach at North Carolina State. Trevor Lacy, who went to the University of Alabama, played two seasons there, transferred to North Carolina State, sat out a year last year. He's back playing this year as a senior, and he is leading North Carolina State in scoring this season at about 18 points a game. And then there's one other kid, his name has left me, but he's also from the state of Alabama, up around the Huntsville area as well. From Muscle Shoals, I'm sorry. He is from Muscle Shoals, is also playing for North Carolina State. So three people from North Carolina State have Alabama ties. So that's pretty interesting in itself. So we will just as something to mention. So with the bracketology, we'll quickly go through that. Now, this is Joe Lenardi's, who is the guru of doing brackets. Certainly some of these will change. I believe the brackets actually will come out this Sunday, which is after all of the conference tournaments end. They will then determine, really they can't make a determination with some of these conferences until the conference term is over. And the reason they can't do that is because some of these mid-major conferences, the only team that's going to get in to the tournament is the team gets into the NCAA tournament, the field of 64. The only way they get in is to win their conference tournament. So some of those, you know, mid-majors only have one team that gets in, so certainly you can't really finalize the bracket until all the tournament's over. But a lot of them, a lot of teams will know certainly ahead of, before then, as to whether they're going to get in the tournament or not. So here we go. This is, again, Joe Lenardi's take on who's going to get into the tournament. In the Midwest region, there's four regions in each region, we should say. There's a Midwest, an East, a West, and a South. Those are the main regions, and then the sub-regions under those cities, like in the Midwest, you have Louisville, Seattle, Columbus, and Omaha. And then with the East, you have Charlotte, Jacksonville, Pittsburgh, and Omaha, you know, as well. So here are his picks in the Midwest region, and they'll be seated 1 through 16. Number one, this comes as no surprise, would be the Kentucky Wildcats. The number 16 seed, he says, will either be Montana or Texas Southern. So that would be Kentucky's first opponent, Montana or Texas Southern. Also in that region, you have Cincinnati, the 8th seed, against the 9th seed, North Carolina State, Tar Heels. Wolfpack, sorry.
North Carolina State.
Yep, we just
a little Alabama tie there that I'm pulling for.
That's what we talked about a while ago. And there's three yeah, people,
and I'm pulling for them though because Anthony Grant.
And I mentioned a little bit just a few minutes ago, Jason, that you know that you got Trevor Lacy, who's from Alabama, State of Alabama, and you have a kid, and I can't think of his name, and I'm sorry, he's from Muscle Shoals that plays at North Carolina State, and then Mark Godfrey, the head coach, is from Alabama. So a lot of ties on that North Carolina State team.
A lot of ties that could be used at Alabama.
That's right. Okay, again, that was Kentucky, the 1 seed against the 16 seed, either Montana or Texas Southern. Number 8 seed, Cincinnati, against North Carolina State, who is a 9 seed. 5th seed, North Carolina, we just mentioned a little bit ago, against the 12th seed, Louisiana Tech. Northern Iowa, a 4th seed. I don't know if you've seen them play on TV, Jason, or not. I have. They are a really, really good basketball team.
I've been kind of lazy on the college basketball this year.
They have. I mean, they are really, really good. Northern Iowa. Matter of fact, I think they're ranked about 11th in the country. You know?
Come out of nowhere.
Northern Iowa. Yeah. They have them playing against the number 13 ranked Yale. I don't know what their mascot is. Then in Columbus, we have the number 6 seed Butler against Temple or Texas, one of those two. And then the third seeded Notre Dame Fighting Irish will be playing against the number 14 Central Michigan. In Omaha, we have number 7 Oregon against number 10 LSU, number 2 Wisconsin, and that is the sleeper for me is Wisconsin, against a number 15 Belmont. Belmont is a private school in Nashville, and they have a good team.
I did not realize Belmont was in Nashville.
Belmont's in Nashville. Somewhere you remember a few years ago, they had a kid from Madison Academy that played at Vinemont, came and played against us in the sub-regions.
Karan Johnson.
And exactly
then
right.
The kid going to Auburn this year, football is Kerryon Johnson.
That's right. So, Karan, I could not think of what his name was. He went to Belmont and was their starting point guard for several years.
He was a stud.
Yes, he was.
I think he's actually playing professional overseas.
Oh, he's overseas. Right. Okay, great. Congratulations on that. The East Division, that was the Midwest we just called out. We'll do the East, Jason, if we need to go to a Ralston Turner is a kid from Muscle Shoals that plays at North Carolina State. 6'5", 205-pound guard. 6'5", guard.
Hey.
Why is that 6'5", guard that's playing at North Carolina State, not at the university, not in the state of Alabama? That'd be my question. Was he recruited?
I don't know the answer to that. I doubt it.
Well.
We want to go out of state. And get the kid probably can shoot.
Probably.
I mean, I don't know, but he's not playing at Auburn, Alabama, so he can probably shoot the ball.
Ralston Turner. So, again, thanks to Tommy for getting
Tommy
that information.
I tell you what,
he sure is. Okay, the Eastern Division, we'll do this one, then we'll take a break, Jason. Then we can finish it up with the West and the South. In the East, we have the number 1 seed is Virginia against the number 16 seed, either Lafayette or Manhattan. We don't know which one. Number 8 seed St. John's against the number 9 seed Dayton. We have a 5th seed Arkansas. There's one out of the SEC against the 12th seed Wofford. Number 4 Baylor against number 13 Valparaiso. Number 6 Georgetown against the number 11th seed Oklahoma State. Third seed Maryland, the Maryland Terrapins against number 14th seed the Albany. And the number 7 seed Iowa against number 10 seed Virginia Commonwealth. And the number 2 seed in the East Division is Kansas. Number 15 is Northeastern. So that is your East Division. Again, number 1 seed Virginia, number 2 seed Kansas. In the Midwest, the number 1 seed is Kentucky, and the number 2 seed is Wisconsin. Again, these are not written in stone. These are not finalized. This is this guy's opinion, and it will change some because of tournament action that's taking place, but he's usually pretty good. So,
do you watch that on Sunday
night? Oh, yeah.
I will get into that.
So. I watch when they start, you know, doing the bracketology or they start telling, you know, which teams are in, which teams out. I always watch that. So, if we can, Tommy, can you take us to a break? When we come back, we'll do the Western Division and the Southern Division of our NCAA tournament. Stay with us. Give us a call, 737-9951, if you want to take a shot at Moolah or some free tickets to the Shanghai Circus. Again, 737-9951. Stay with us here on 95.5, Covens Independent Radio.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-da, bum, 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 bum.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful.
Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon. 734-0038. 734-0038.
All right, 533. I reminded myself of a basketball official just then. 533 on the arm. We're shooting two.
533. Yeah. Who has a number of 533?
I don't know. Somebody might. All right, we got Cindy on the line. Cindy calling us. Hello, Cindy.
Hey, how are you?
Great. How about you?
Doing very well, thank you.
Hey, where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm from here in Coleman.
Here in Coleman, all right.
Roll Tide or War Eagle, Cindy?
Well, I'm War Eagle.
I knew when she hesitated, she was ashamed to say it because you asked her.
That's right.
Well, I must say, for my undergrad institution, say go Bemidji Beavers. So there we go.
Go where?
Bemidji, Minnesota.
Minnesota. Oh, okay. I've been to Minnesota. I went to Ely, Minnesota one time.
Oh, home of the Eel Pout Festival.
That's right. Yes. That's exactly right. I sure did. It's cold, too, even in the summertime.
Oh, you bet. Yeah. You bet. Or they would say, you betcha.
So. You bet. That's right. You betcha.
Yeah, there's no telling what running out will say.
I know there's no way to call, but we stopped up there to eat at McDonald's, and we went in to order. And the girls back there working the counter, they call people to come out and listen to us give our order because, you know, the way we talked, they were just so amazed. So they called the people that was cooking in the back, come up and say, hey, listen to these guys talk, you know. So.
Oh, believe me, I was the only student from Alabama up in Bemidji. So,
oh, I can.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Hey, Cindy, we know you didn't call to talk to me or Runny about our daily lives. So are you taking a guess at moolah, or do you want the circus tickets?
I'm just going to take a guess and say, is it in the North Shopping Center, you know, where they're building the new stuff?
No, sure not. Oh, it is actually out of Coleman County, south of Coleman. So.
Oh, south of Coleman.
Hey, could we interest you in two tickets to the Shanghai Circus at Wallace?
Freebies.
Freebie, $30 face value.
Oh, sure.
All right.
I've got a great niece and great nephew who would love that.
Okay. Well, you need three then, don't you?
Well, I'll make.
Somebody's got to take them.
Yeah, I'll make her mother go.
Oh, okay.
Well, there you go.
So Jason. That is March the 17th at 7 p.m. Should be a good show. And if you will hang on and give Tommy your information, I'll give you a call tomorrow and get with you on the tickets and get them to you.
I sure will.
Thanks, Cindy.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
All right.
See, it pays to call.
That
one call right there paid her $90.
That's exactly right.
Now, she could be out scalping these tickets.
Well, that's up to her.
Yeah. Whatever she does with them is up to her.
That's exactly right. So those three go to Cindy.
And if we don't give those other three away, Ronnie, I might venture down there to see what's going on.
You take Emma.
Yeah, I don't know what Emma would think about that.
She'd like it.
Yeah, she probably would. We took her to the circus one time, and boy,
they made Kathy go with you. You had to go to Dancing with the Stars, make her go on.
I need to make her go to a ball game. She would enjoy that too much.
Well, in that case, you're probably right.
Ball game needs to be put back for that.
That's right. Thanks, Cindy. Good guess. Hey, don't call back again sometime.
That's it. Yeah, don't give up on it.
Don't give up because it's out there.
And we're going to give another clue in the next 23 minutes.
That's right.
Probably when we come back from our next break.
Yep. So, hey, Jason, we were going over the Joe Lenardi's, what he's thinking is 64 team bracket's going to be. And we've done the Midwest, and again, the top two seeds in that one were Kentucky and Wisconsin. And then we did the East, and the top two seeds there were Virginia and Kansas. So let's move to the West. In the West, we have the number one seed, Villanova, against the number 16, St. Francis. 8th seed, Ohio State, against number 9 seed, Georgia. So there's another SEC school potentially in. 5th seed, West Virginia, against the 12th seed, either Indiana or BYU. So that's still up in the air. 4th seed, Louisville, against the 13th seed, Georgia State. 6th seed, Providence, against the 11th seed, Purdue. The 3rd seeded Oklahoma Sooners against the number 14 seed South Dakota State. Number 7, Michigan State against number 10 seed Colorado State. And number 2 seed Arizona against the number 15 seed, the North Carolina Central. North Carolina Central.
Every team from North Carolina is in it.
That's right. Again, that's the West Division. The number one seed in that division is Villanova. The number two seed is the Arizona Wildcats. Then in the South, number one seed, Duke, will be playing potentially number 16, North Florida. Number 8, Davidson, against number 9, Xavier. Number 5, Wichita State, who beat Alabama earlier in overtime. Bama was up, I think, double digits at one time. In the last 6 minutes, I don't know whether they scored or they turned it over six times in the last 5 or 6 minutes. It's awful. It was on CBS if anybody happened to see that. Anyway, that's number 5, Wichita State, against number 12, Stephen F. Austin. Number 4, Utah, against UC Davis, University of California, Davis. Number 6, SMU, which their head coach is Larry Brown.
Larry Brown.
He's coached everywhere just about it. Good basketball team. SMU, 6th seed against the number 11 seed, Boise State. Number 3 seed, Iowa State, against the 14th seed, New Mexico State. 7th seed, San Diego State, against the 10th seed, Ole Miss. So there's another SEC school in. I think that makes 4. That'd be pretty close. At one time, they thought they may get as many as 6 in, but I don't know that that's going to happen. And then the number 2 seed, Jason's favorite, Gonzaga, against the number 15 seed, Coastal Carolina. So that is your South division. Again, the number 1 seed in the South is Duke. The number 2 seed is Gonzaga in West. The number 1 seed is Villanova. The number 2 seed is Arizona. In the East, the number 1 is Virginia, the number 2 is Kansas, and in the Midwest, the number 1 Kentucky, and number 2 is Wisconsin. So that's Joe Lenardi's bracket, how he feels like the NCAA tournament, the field of 64 is going to shake down this year.
We need to find out I think it has happened. You and I think both think this has happened. Dan says it's never happened. A team went through regular season undefeated and then went through the tournament and won it undefeated. Remember when he talked to us a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
He said that the odds was in his favor. He was saying Kentucky.
But that has happened before.
That's what I'm thinking. But he said it had never happened.
It had to because you've got, I think it was in
75. Wasn't the UCLA teams? Didn't they have a team back in Wooden's day that went
Would have had to. Look at me like.
Well, I thought they won 60-something.
And I think it was in 75 and 76 is when Indiana and Bobby Knight, they went undefeated. and won the NCAA tournament. So,
Tommy, bringing us some more info.
Seven teams have gone undefeated and went on to win the national title.
So where was – did Dan not say that day?
Yeah, because we looked at one another like, I don't know what he's talking about. Thanks, Tommy. Again, seven teams have gone undefeated. San Francisco in 1956.
Oh, San Francisco always tough.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Is that not where – did Oscar Robertson play at University of San Francisco?
I have no earthly idea.
Okay. We have to check on that. For some reason, I seem to know that he did, but if I do, do I win the door prize?
Yeah, you get
I get to go
to the circus.
Okay, again, the seven teams that have gone undefeated and won national titles, San Francisco in 1956, North Carolina, 1957. Hey, back-to-back years, teams went undefeated.
And I was looking at this, so who was that?
That was North Carolina in 1957. Okay. UCLA, Jason, as you mentioned, they did it in 64, 67, 72, and 73. And then, as I said, Indiana did it in 1976. That's the last team to do it.
I think we must have misunderstood. I can't believe Dan was that bad.
I don't think he can miss it that bad. So there are the seven teams that have won the national title and have gone undefeated. Again, the last one being Indiana in 1976. So,
and you said Oscar Robertson?
That's what I said. Played at San Francisco. Am I correct?
A name that sounds like somewhat like San Francisco, Cincinnati.
Oh. Boy, I missed that.
But
it had,
it's got kind of the same sound. So.
it's a long word. There was somebody.
Somebody played.
Some old timer that played at San Francisco.
I have no
I don't know, but I'll know before Thursday. I'll find it out.
All right. 544, going to give you the number, 256-737-9951. We've got Moolah up for grabs, and Tommy nice enough to bring in, it looks like, Ronnie, there's actually four more tickets left.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Maybe
no,
more now.
There's five more tickets remaining to the Shanghai Circus March 17th at 7 p.m.
And value's $30
a pop. And Tommy brought eight of those babies in.
That's
so
right.
We want to give them away. If you want to go see the Shanghai Circus, give us a call, and you'll be the winner.
That's right. We'll make sure.
Yeah.
You may have to answer a question,
we'll make sure you answer.
Yeah, you'll know the answer.
And if you don't get it the first time, you get another chance. 737-9951. We'll be right back to talk a little more basketball and tell you what's coming up on Thursday's show. As we close out the Tuesday edition of Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon, 734-0038, 734-0038.
Back with you, 5:47, 13 minutes until 6 o'clock, and closing it out on a Tuesday afternoon.
That's right.
Right, here's some news brought to you, thankful to our local paper. Coleman has dropped to 20th in Baseball America rankings. Hey, I don't care if you're 20, 30, whatever. If you make those rankings,
yeah,
you can.
That's the whole,
yeah,
our entire country,
whole United States,
you know, so, they rank 20th.
It says dropped. I'm going to.
I think they were 18th, Jason. I think they were went up to 18th.
So, at my Cold Springs math says that was 18th.
Yeah, that's why you own your own business.
That's it. That math has paid off.
Yeah,
one thing, Ronnie, and I'm going to make some English teachers mad right now, but since I've graduated, I've never been asked to diagram a sentence.
I can't. Are you serious?
Never. I've never been asked the verb or a noun of a sentence.
Could you find it?
I probably could, the verb and the noun, but you get past that, no.
Preposition.
Because, and Lord rest his soul, and people at Cold Springs will know, I'm not going to call the name, but the English teacher I had in high school, I had him 2 years. He never passed out an English book. We sit in the class and play chess and dip skull.
In that order?
No, we dipped skull and played chess. Skull was always ahead of chess.
You're telling me that was a daily occurrence?
Oh, yeah. We didn't have an English book for 2 years. So that tells you where my English is.
Your English?
Yeah. I ain't going back to school either.
Oh, man, that's sad, Jason.
But actually a likable teacher.
Everybody liked. Everybody made good grade, huh? Well, at the end of 6 weeks, you turn in a piece of paper what grade you deserve.
I've got to tell this, and then I'll move on to. We'll move on to sports. But we had 6 weeks, and we had one paper. We had to write one paper, one page, and I actually had forgotten. Most time I would do my one paper for 6 weeks, but I had forgotten to turn that paper in. So I get my report card.
Well, you reused the same
one? I had him for homeroom. I got my report card, and I had a B on my report card. And so I asked him, I said, why do I have a B on my report card? And he said, why do you deserve an A? And I started telling him, he said, write me a paper, one page, on why you deserve an A. So I got my paper out, started writing it. I didn't get probably two sentences wrote. He come by, grabbed the paper up, wadded it up, throw it in the garbage, said, I just wanted to see if you would do it. Said, bring me your report card.
I'll change it.
And he gave me an A. So I made A's all the way through in English.
you valedictorian, huh? Try that in today's.
No.
You know,
no. I probably couldn't pass the graduation exam.
That's right.
Now.
The teacher wouldn't last a week. So. Anyway, hey, Jason, again, we've got about 10 minutes, but before we do that, I'm going to change gears a little bit and talk just a little bit about UAB basketball. And we haven't really mentioned them much at all this season, but I would like to just, I guess, for lack of a better word, give them a little bit of love here. UAB, they play, as most people or some people may know and others may not, they play in Conference USA. They are sitting at 16-15. Right now, they're 12-6 in their conference. Now, their conference, I'll tell you, consists of the following teams. Excuse me. And this is the order that they have basically finished the conference in. Louisiana Tech, they are 24-7 overall. Old Dominion, they're 24-6. UTEP, which is University of Texas, El Paso, they're 21-9. Western Kentucky 19-11, and then you have UAB at 16-15. They're 12-6 in the conference. Middle Tennessee, they're 16-15, but they're 9-9 in the conference. Florida International is 15-16. University of Texas San Antonio, they're 14-15. North Texas, 14-16. Rice, 11-19. Charlotte, 14-17. Marshall, 11-20. Southern Miss, 9-20. Florida Atlantic is also 9-20. So you've got, you know, several teams within this conference. Matter of fact, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14 teams, and UAB is sitting at 5th in their conference in Conference USA. So,
I'm playing some young guys.
Yes, absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned that. I was going to pull up their roster and let folks know, you know, they may think, well, 16-15, Conference USA, you know, no big deal. But their roster is as follows, and I'm not going to, you know, call every one of these out, you know, the kids' names, but just listen to these classifications. They have let me start with seniors. They have two seniors, one junior, four sophomores, and seven freshmen. And they start three freshmen.
So now, pretty dang strong.
You know, let's forget about the conference that they play in. They're 16-15. They're fourth. I'm sorry, I said they were fifth. They're fourth in their conference, and they're starting three bona fide, legitimate freshmen. Not redshirt freshmen, true freshmen, you know, 18, 19 years old. So, things seem to be looking pretty good for the UAB Blazers. Again, they're 16-15, but they're playing a lot of young kids. Now, how does that bode for, you know, how does that play out with Alabama? I don't, you know, people can make their own assumptions there. It's going to be hard. Let's just say Grant is back again for another.
That'll tickle some Alabama fans.
Yeah, with another season. And let's say, you know, they're 18-13 right now. Well, let's say they go 18-13 again. Let's say it's basically this same kind of season. Well, let's say this UAB club that is 16-15 this year with three freshmen, let's say they go about, you know, 24-7. What kind of pressure is that going to put on UAB trustee or the University of Alabama trustees?
They'll be counseling the basketball team.
That's right.
No more basketball.
No more basketball. So, I guess what I'm saying in a roundabout way, the better UAB's program is, the more difficult it'd be for Anthony Grant to keep his job. And, you know, you don't know. I don't know. His job may have already, it may have already sealed the fate. I don't know. I'm just saying if he's back again next year, if UAB has a much better team and they're going to, and if Auburn has a much better team and they're going to, then, University of Alabama has to have a much, much better basketball team.
I don't see Grant coming back. I've heard it over and over now that he's picked up some wins. He's going to save his job for one more season. They've been saying that for the last seasons for sure.
That's true.
I don't see it. They're paying him too much money
to
win 18 games. So.
Yeah, yeah. So, but anyway, that's just a little bit, just a tidbit of information on UAB. I used to go down, and you may have too, watch them play a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a great place. I mean, it's a nice arena, you know, about an 8,000-9,000 seat arena, not a bad seat in it. And if you'll just go, it's good basketball.
Hey, what about UAB football? You were out at that time, but we had Representative Jack Williams.
Yeah, I know you guys told me a little bit about it.
UAB would be playing football in 2016. I thought he was smoking the reefer.
But
now it's not looking so crazy. There's a bill going before the Alabama legislature which would require UAB
to require
a team. And there is a group of donors, UAB donors, trying to get together to make a monetary donation to get the program going again. So who knows, in a couple of years, UAB may be playing.
He may have known what he was talking about, you know.
He is big in UAB athletics.
So. Yeah. And that was a pretty big, you know, person to guy to get to come to do an interview with, you know. So
and he actually called wanting to be on the show. So
he
wanted the people of Coleman to recap it. Wanted the people of Coleman to know exactly what went down in UAB football
now,
being killed.
Okay, now correct me if I'm wrong. Are you saying he's saying not this coming fall, 2015 fall, but the following fall of 2016.
I would take that as what he meant, but he said that UAB would be playing football in 2016.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. So this next year, it's not going to happen. Now. But you know, Jason, it doesn't go away. You know, the story doesn't go away. It's still out there. You know, people are still upset about it. You look on the internet just every few days, and there'll be something else.
And it's not going to go away. I think this is going to end up being. Mr. St. John and some of the Alabama trustees' worst nightmare.
Yeah, you're right. So, but hey, I think we've only got a couple minutes left, Jason. Real quickly, let me give you a game or two that you might want to watch this afternoon or tonight, 9 o'clock Eastern time. You have BYU against number 7 Gonzaga. That's your favorite, Gonzaga. So you may be watching them tonight. That's on ESPN. Game's already been completed, as we said. Boston College beat Georgia Tech 66-65, and Virginia Tech beat Wake Forest 81-80. There's a few other games going on, but I don't think any of those would be of interest to anyone around here. So, again, the games that we might watch ourselves tonight is BYU against Gonzaga. So,
all right. Join us Thursday. We will have Greg Smith won't be on with us.
Oh, he won't.
Got a text from him yesterday. He has obligations to prevent him from being on with us Thursday, but Dan the Man will be on with
us. Dan Vosta.
Rex Chambers will be on with us.
That's right.
May talk to Coach Meyer, and I'm going to make a call to see if we can get Tristan Chambers, our Player of the Year in the Boys Division, on, and we need to get Bailey Johnson.
Bailey.
Is that am I right?
Bailey Johnson.
See if we can get her on with us. But we'll be working on that. In the meantime, hey, War Eagle.
And a big Roll Tide.
And we'll see you Thursday, folks. You've been listening to Sports Talk Live 95.5 Coleman, Alabama.
You're listening to Live 95 WRJM LP, Coleman.